We need to stop conversing with anxiety. If you suffer from any kind of anxiety disorder like me, you will be more than aware of how loud the thoughts that come along with the disorders can be. If we were to imagine a text conversation between you and your anxiety, it would probably look a little something like this. Something really bad is going to happen. Oh no, what is it? I don't know for sure, but it'll start listing possibilities for you. Please don't. Okay, how about that really upsetting thing that happened to you 7 years ago? No. Okay, so remember when, insert trauma, upsetting memory, are you worried? No, why? I don't know, but you should be. OMG, you're right. Act. If this sounds familiar, then you're not alone, but those back and forth conversations we have without anxiety are not helpful. Anxiety uses a feeling designed for life preservation and protection against us, making us feel like anything from going to a walk to just going to sleep might be a life or death situation. When thinking of anxiety, we need to remember that all our anxiety wants is for us to feel anxious. It's lively, its only purpose, and conversing back and forth with something that's entire agenda is just to cause anxiety is only going to result in anxiety. When you get anxious thoughts, instead of responding to them, try speaking to a friend or family member instead of even reaching out to organizations such as the Samaritans, anybody who does not have anxiety-causing agenda. I know this is not easy and it's something that needs to be worked at. Anxiety can be sneaky and we need consciously make an effort to stop conversing with anxiety and stop it in its tracks, and speaking to your GP, therapy and medication are all things that can assist with this. I am going to take my own advice and try and stop have conversations with my anxiety, and will keep you up to date on how it goes. Thanks for reading X. Samaritan's contact number, 0330-094-5717.